An historic site in Miamisburg that played a big role in nuclear history will soon be open to the public. It's the site of the former Mound Laboratories, known to some in the Miami Valley, for its important role in developing the first atomic bomb. This week, Dayton History unveils the new Cold War Discovery Center. Organizers say it will showcase this critical and controversial chapter of American history. At the height of operations after the Second World War, Mound Laboratories employed around 2,500 workers. The Mound Nuclear Research Complex housed dozens of buildings on more than 300 acres. The complex grew out of work already being performed there as part of the storied Manhattan Project, leading to the development of the first atomic bomb. That work and history is the focus at the new Cold War Discovery Center, says site manager Mandy Askins.
And it really does show the success that these former nuclear sites can be remediated and reused and turned back to the community as an asset.
It may be an asset now, but the area around the Mound site has been a literal sore spot for decades. In 1989, it was declared a Superfund site, and its cleanup was listed as a major priority. That cleanup was finished in 2010, and since then, the Mound Development Corporation has established a thriving business park with at least 16 employers currently on site. Askins says the story that developed out of the Mound's history is one worth telling.
It's an area of history that was top secret for a very long time, and now we can share that with the public, another aspect of Dayton history that really has contributed to the world.
Dayton History will unveil the Cold War Discovery Center with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this morning at 10 a.m. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.